Jim's TOEIC Listening Test. Test 7.
Listening Test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into four parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to four short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet.
Now listen to the four statements. A.
The man is looking over the files.
B.
The man is working at the desk.
C.
The man is taking notes.
D.
The man is writing a report.
Statement B.
The man is working at the desk.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin.
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
They're discussing something serious.
B.
They're putting on their hats.
C.
They're conversing with one another.
D.
They're turning to face in the opposite direction.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. She's putting down the receiver. B. She's gazing at the monitor. C. She's handing over her paper. D. She's taking the computer off the table. Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The paper is being put away.
B.
The paper is being cut in half.
C.
Someone is stapling the papers together.
D.
Someone is looking over the paper.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
A lamp has been positioned on either side of the sofa.
B.
The television is being turned on.
C.
The sofa is occupied at the moment.
D.
The carpet is being laid on the floor.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A. They're sitting on a park bench. B. They're crowding into an outdoor cafe. C. They're all pointing toward the man. D. They're seated in a small group. Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The bakery is full of customers today.
B.
Some baked goods are stacked on the stand.
C.
The man is putting bread on the stand.
D.
The bread has just been taken out of the oven.
Go on to the next page.
Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by three possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
the best response to the question.
Where is the meeting room?
Is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Now, let us begin with number 7.
Number 7. Aren't you taking off early today? A.
Yes, I usually take it home with me.
B.
The traffic is very heavy today.
C.
No, I have some things to finish off.
Number 8.
Why did Mr. Owens decide to leave?
A.
He got a better offer elsewhere.
B.
Mr. Owens will be here soon.
C.
Okay, I will give him a call.
Number 9.
When are we getting together?
A.
At John's house.
B.
After work at 6.
C.
For his birthday.
Number 10.
The new guy we hired is going to start Monday.
A. He will be driving here. B. We could start today, too. C. I can't wait to meet the guy. Number 11. You just returned from your overseas trip, didn't you? A.
Yes, I will be leaving today.
B.
I had some business to take care of.
C.
No, I got back early this morning.
Number 12.
Who placed an order for the box of printing paper?
A. Later this afternoon. B. Ms. Williams did. C. Yes, a new printer. Number 13.
When did Mr. Lewis hire his assistant?
A.
About a year ago.
B.
At our home office.
C.
Because he is going to leave.
Number 14.
Where will the award ceremony take place?
A.
It'll be at the Prince Hotel.
B.
To reward the best employees.
C.
Lots of cash prizes.
Number 15.
Do you know what time the next shuttle bus leaves from the hotel?
A.
The bus stop is around the corner.
B.
There is a bus every 10 minutes.
C.
Yes, to the airport terminal.
Number 16.
You've already talked to Ms. Williams about the weekly report, haven't you?
A.
Yes, I just finished talking to her.
B.
No, I can't talk to her this week.
C.
Because it's due this Friday.
Number 17.
What's taking her so long?
A. It's longer than that. B. At 3 o'clock. C. She's held up in traffic. Number 18. When are you expecting your guest from out of town? A.
For a week.
B.
Early tomorrow morning.
C.
At the Hilton Hotel downtown.
Number 19.
Does your store carry blue binders?
A.
I'm afraid we are out of that color.
B.
No. I will bring it over right now.
C.
No, the blue is a bit too dark.
Number 20.
How did Karen manage to get the contract?
A. I heard it's a big deal. B. She is a very smooth talker. C. She likes to manage people. Number 21. Mr. Park has given us an extension on the report. A.
That's a relief.
B.
For 3 days.
C.
From the reporter.
Number 22.
Who's taking care of the proofreading?
A.
As soon as I finish with this book.
B.
It hasn't been assigned yet.
C.
Yes, I've read all of his books.
Number 23.
Where did Miss Cato graduate from?
A.
She has a class in half an hour.
B.
A small college in the east, I think.
C.
She has some colleagues there.
Number 24.
Why is John smiling like that?
A. He just heard that he got promoted. B. So that he can take off early today. C. It's usually like that, I guess. Number 25. Has Robert Cunningham gotten back to you with an answer yet? A.
Yes, he was correct.
B.
I'll get back to him.
C.
He'll call this evening.
Number 26.
This particular model was only released last year.
A. Yes, it has become very popular in such a short time. B. We are thinking of a name for this product. C. No, there are several models available. Number 27.
Who takes care of your taxes?
A.
My accountant handles them.
B.
I'll pay for it with my credit card.
C.
No, I can't afford to take a taxi.
Number 28.
Will that be all, sir?
A.
No, I shouldn't.
B.
Yes, you can take it.
C.
I'd like to see the menu again, please.
Number 29. Do you recall when we last saw a movie together? A.
Let's go and check it out this weekend.
B.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
C.
It must have been at least a couple of years ago.
Number 30.
That is not what you are going to wear to the concert, is it?
A.
No, I have to go home and get changed.
B.
Yes, I am a little worn out.
C.
It is scheduled to start at 7.
Number 31.
Can you give Ron a hand with his work, or do you have to leave for your appointment?
A. I don't have to leave until after lunch. B. Yes, Ron is very helpful to me. C. I will take him with me to my appointment.
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between two or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Is anything the matter? You don't look well.
My tooth is bothering me. I think I'd better get it checked out. Do you think it would be okay if I leave the office a bit early this afternoon to drop by a dentist's office near my place?
Sure, that will be fine, as long as you finish the weekly report before you take off. Remember, the meeting with the general manager is scheduled to start tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and I've asked Ted Bradley to look over the figures to make sure there aren't any errors in them.
Sure thing. I am just about done here, so he should get it before lunch. Number 32. Why is the man asking the woman if he can take off early today? Number 33. What does the woman ask the man to do before he leaves? Number 34. Who will the man see before he takes off?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Sarah, I overheard Mr. Denver saying that Mr. Rodriguez is coming for a visit next Monday.
Oh, no. I hope he's not bringing us bad news again. I mean, he seldom makes a trip out here, but when he does, he usually brings us bad news. The last time he came, he told us about the budget cut, and that really affected a lot of our salespeople here.
I know, but let's just hope that it'll be something good this time. Who knows? He could be coming here to tell us that we will be getting a bonus or something.
I doubt that very much.
Number 35. Who is scheduled to drop by? Number 36. When will the visitor come?
Number 37. What does the woman imply when she says, "I hope he's not bringing us bad news again"?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
What do you think of this item? This is one of the nicest in our collection.
The style is really attractive, and I like the fact that it's made of gold, but it's somewhat more than I'm willing to spend.
What would you say if I offered it to you at 20% off the sticker price?
I can do that.
Wonderful. Would you like for me to wrap this necklace up for you?
That would be perfect. I'm going to give it to my wife at dinner tonight. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Number 38. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 39. Why does the man say, "I can't do that"? Number 40. What will the man most likely do tonight?
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
We need to come up with a catchy name for our new line of digital cameras that is soon to be released on the market. Do you have any suggestions of what we should do?
Well, we could use a professional consulting company like we have always done in the past, but I think we would have more luck trying something new, like asking the consumers directly.
You mean like having a contest? You know, I think you have a good idea there. This way we can get the consumers directly involved, and at the same time it would save us a lot of money.
Yes, it's like killing two birds with one stone. Let's bring it up at our meeting today.
Number 41. According to the man, what do they have to do soon? Number 42. Where do they most likely work? Number 43. What does the woman suggest they do?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I need to step out for a moment because I parked my car on Peterson Road this morning, but there is no parking there between the hours of 2 and 4 on weekdays. I'm going to have to drive all the way to Jane Road and park there.
You know, instead of trying to find a spot on Jane Road, You should just park your car in the lot at the supermarket on College Street. It's free, and it's not too far to walk here from there.
I guess you are right. I could leave my car there and not have to worry about moving it again.
You should. I always do, and I haven't had any problems yet.
Number 44. Where is the woman going? Number 45. What time is it most likely now? Number 46. What does the man mention about the supermarket?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Have you gotten used to the new software John installed on your computer yet? It's supposed to be faster and easier to use than the program that was originally there.
I don't know, because I haven't had the time to use it yet. I've been away on a business trip and just got back this morning. Tell you what, I will try it out this morning and let you know how it is at lunch. I just hope it won't take long for me to learn how to use the program.
You shouldn't have any problems with it. The command keys are exactly the same as the old program.
Is that right? I guess I won't have any problems using it then.
Number 47. What are they talking about? Number 48. What does the man want to know?
Number 49. Why does the woman say, "I will try it out this morning"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Jared Townshend, calling from Arbor Rental Car. May I speak with Miss Murray, please?
This is she. Are you calling about the car I booked online this morning?
That's correct, Miss Murray. Unfortunately, we've been having problems with our computer system all day, so your reservation was only partially saved. I therefore have to confirm some information. You need a car starting on the 10th of this month, right?
That's correct, and I requested an SUV.
Oh, I'm really glad I called you. Let me write that down.
Sure. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Number 50. What is the purpose of the call? Number 51. What does the man say about his employer's computer system? Number 52. What does the man imply when he says, "Oh, I'm really glad I called you"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I'm getting a lift with Ms. Wilson tonight to go to Steve's housewarming party. How are you getting there?
I was going to drive there, but my car conked out on me this morning on the way to work. I ended up towing my car into a garage, and I had to take the bus to work. Do you think it's possible for me to get a ride with you tonight?
I'm sure that it will be fine, but I'll ask Ms. Wilson to make sure. She's in a meeting now, so I'll ask her when she comes out. I'll let you know during lunch.
All right. I will see you at the cafeteria then.
Number 53. How will the woman get to the party? Number 54. Where is Ms. Wilson now? Number 55. When will they meet? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I want to start investing some money toward my retirement years, but I'm not sure what would be best. Didn't you tell me that you know of someone who is working in the field?
Yes, my brother is an investment manager. He helps people make the right investment choices. Do you want me to call him and set up an appointment for you?
Yes, can you? I would really appreciate it if you could do it right away. In fact, I'm going to be in my office all day today, so do you think you could have him call me directly here?
Sorry, Jack, but he went out of town on business and won't be coming back until late this evening. I will give him a shout the first thing tomorrow morning.
Number 56. What does the man want to do? Number 57. How will the woman help the man? Number 58. When will the man most likely receive a phone call?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, but I'd like to exchange this shirt I bought last night.
Of course, sir. Do you mind my asking what the problem is?
Not at all. When I arrived home and took it out of the packaging, I noticed this huge tear in it.
Wow, I'm terribly sorry about that. You're free to exchange it for anything of equal or lesser value here. May I see your receipt, please?
I didn't realize you were going to request it.
You can let him exchange it, Danielle. I sold him the item yesterday, so I can confirm he bought it here.
Thanks for your assistance.
Number 59. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 60. Why does the man want to return the item? Number 61. What does the man imply when he says, "I didn't realize you were going to request it"?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
I'm pleased that we're moving to a bigger office this week. We've been expanding a lot lately, so this office has become a bit cramped.
I couldn't agree more. By the way, where do you think we should put the employee lounge?
The room next to the elevator is empty, isn't it? How about it?
Actually, Miss Logan intends to use it for her office. Why don't we put the lounge at the end of the hall next to the conference room?
That's fine with me. Have you packed everything in your office for the move?
Not yet. I'm planning to take care of that after lunch, though.
Number 62. What does the woman suggest about the current office? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Where will the employee lounge be? Number 64. What will the man do this afternoon? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and packing slip.
Hello. This morning, I received a box of clothes I ordered from your company, but there's a slight problem. When I opened the box, one of the items I ordered was missing.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that, sir. Could you give me your personal information, please?
My name is Ian Caldwell, and my order number was 98449-12. The missing item was product number CR403.
All right. We're going to send you the item by express mail. It should arrive by Thursday.
Excellent. I really appreciate it.
I'll also include a coupon good for 20% off your next order, as our way of apologizing.
Number 65. Why did the man call the woman? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which item will the woman send the man? Number 67. What will the woman give the man? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and review.
Did you see Nate Houseman's newest book was reviewed in the Peterson Daily today?
Really? How did the interviewer like it?
He enjoyed the story, but he pointed out a few problems with the book. Here, take a look at his ratings.
Check out this 2-star rating. You know, Nate's already been working on the third book in the series. He said he'd submit it for review in 2 months.
We'd better have a meeting to discuss this issue. If he can make it better, the entire series will be improved.
I agree. I'll contact him and find out when he can fly up here.
Number 68. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 69. Look at the review. What do the speakers want to have a meeting about? Number 70. What does the man say he will do?
Go on to the next page.
Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
A benefit concert for the Blue Hills Animal Shelter will be held Friday, July 17th at the Orion Theater. Many of your favorite artists, performers, and musicians will be there. We are also proud to announce that the event will be recorded as part of CBS Television Special Concert Series and will be released on CD and DVD. All proceeds will be donated to the animal shelter so that it can continue its great work. So don't be late. Buy your tickets today and you can be part of this historic event.
Number 71. What is being advertised? Number 72. What does the speaker mention about the event? Number 73. Who will benefit the most from this event? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers. Love Boat Cruise Lines has an important announcement about tonight's entertainment. There will be a slight change of schedule. All of you looking forward to tonight's quiz night will have to be patient. Due to some technical problems with the sound system, quiz night has been postponed until tomorrow. We sincerely apologize for this delay. We are working to remedy the situation as soon as possible. However, we do have a surprise for you. The well-known magician John Sanders and his Magic Bus Review will join us directly from their successful tour of Hawaii. So please join us this evening. We are sure you won't be disappointed.
Number 74. Who is the intended audience of this announcement?
Number 75. Why does the speaker say, "Quiz night has been postponed until tomorrow"?
Number 76. Who is Mr. Sanders? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement. Attention! We are now beginning a fire drill. Would all staff designated as fire wardens Please make your way to your positions immediately. And all employees should now make their way out of the building. Do not run. Do not use the elevators. If you are in the center of the building, you may use the escalators. If you are close to the entrance doors, use the emergency stairs. Please follow the instructions from the fire wardens, who will be wearing orange vests. Thank you for your attention. You may re-enter the building when the all-clear signal is given. Number 77. What is being announced? Number 78. What does the speaker ask the workers to do? Number 79. What does the speaker advise those who are in the middle of the building to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following report.
In a sensational development, a spokesperson for the giant steelmaking corporation IZH, which until recently has been considered one of the driving forces behind Canada's industrial growth, announced that IZH's board of directors has suspended the chief executive officer and the head of financial services. The spokesperson declined to answer questions or go into details regarding the suspension. However, we have learned of several relevant facts. Our senior business and finance editor has contacted a senior member of IZH's accounting department. This person, who wishes to remain anonymous at present, has provided details of an alleged large-scale accounting fraud. Federal police and tax agents have begun an investigation, which may take months, if not years, to complete.
Number 80. What did the representative of IZH announce? Number 81. How did they learn of several facts? Number 82. According to the speaker, how long will the investigation last? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following short talk.
Our special guest this evening is the philosopher and author of several novels, Nathan Boyce. Nathan, or I should say Dr. Boyce, he has a PhD in history from one of Ireland's most respected universities, is not going to talk to you about philosophy tonight. He will talk to you about the subject of his latest historical novel, which is set in Ireland in 1916. As you all know, that was a time of dramatic historical events. Dr. Boyce has just returned from a lengthy research trip to Ireland and Europe. I've learned that Dr. Boyce has been able to uncover some surprising and fascinating new details about those tragic events. So would you please welcome Dr. Boyce for some insight into the creation of his new novel.
Number 83. Who is Nathan Boyce? Number 84. What will Nathan discuss today? Number 85. What did Nathan learn during his trip to Ireland? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Today, your community radio station is very pleased to invite you to the 5th CCR Veteran and Vintage Car Rally. 54 absolutely beautiful, fully restored vehicles from the beginning of the 20th century will make their way from the rally point in Federation Square down to Exhibition Palace in Victoria Gardens. Cars will be arriving at Federation Square at 9 a.m. and will leave for Victoria Gardens at 11 o'clock. If you arrive at around 9 a.m., you will have a chance not only to inspect the cars, but also to meet their owners. Entry into the exhibition building will cost $5 for adults and $2 for seniors and children under 12 years old. Don't miss this fabulous occasion.
Number 86. For how many years has the event been taking place? Number 87. What would those arriving before 9 get a chance to do? Number 88. How much would a 65-year-old man have to pay to get into the place? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement. This is Michael from Ace Tours. We have to advise you that the unexpected heavy rain last night has made it impossible to continue with our plans for rafting today. The water level has risen beyond the safe zone. But let's look on the bright side. As you probably know, our specialist guides are always prepared for moments like this. We propose 4 different activities today. For the morning session, you can choose between rock climbing and hiking. And in the afternoon, there will be a choice between windsurfing and jet skiing. This is a rare opportunity to learn from our experts. So by no means will this be a wasted day. Number 89. Who most likely is giving the talk? Number 90. Why has the plan been changed? Number 91. Which of the following activities is not a part of the day's events? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following instructions.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 10th Summer Teachers Training Camp. The tight schedule we have planned for the week may be exhausting, but it will also be very rewarding. In the mornings before breakfast, we have special group activities such as yoga, calligraphy, journal reading, and jogging. After breakfast, there will be lectures in teaching techniques by some of our guest teachers. Then, we will take a long break for lunch and resume at 3 p.m., for the last formal session, which is a short talk followed by a discussion on various topics. Finally, there is a dinner, which we will take turns preparing in teams, and this will be followed by informal club activities such as music and chess. As you can see, our days are busy but rewarding.
Number 92. Who is the intended audience of this talk? Number 93. What will the participants do in the mornings after breakfast? Number 94. What does the speaker mention about dinner? Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and employee directory.
Hello, this is Brian Peterson. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, I cannot take your call right now because I'm out of the country attending a seminar in Rome. I'm going to be back in the office on Monday, June 10th. I don't have my cell phone with me, so you can't get in touch with me that way. You can send me an email, though, as I'll be checking it twice a day. If there is an urgent matter which must be discussed, you are welcome to contact Danica Murray. She should be able to solve any issues. Thank you. Goodbye.
Number 95. Why is the speaker out of the country? Number 96. How does the speaker recommend listeners contact him? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which extension should a person with a problem call? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and invoice.
Good morning. This is Clarice Meadows. I ordered several items by phone about an hour ago. My order number is 6547-MD23. After looking at your catalog, I've decided that I'd like to make an adjustment to my order. I ordered one of item number DR493, but I'd like to increase that number to 2, please. In addition, I'd like to have the entire order sent by express mail, because I need to have everything 2 days from now as I'm going on vacation in 3 days. Please call me back at the number you have on file for me to confirm everything. Thank you.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which item does the speaker order another of? Number 99. Why does the speaker need her order quickly? Number 100. What does the speaker request the listener to do?
This is the end of the listening test.